from DynastyLeagueFootball.com and the DLF family of podcasts. This is a Super Flex Super Show, your main source for strategy, speculation, player values, and all things Super Flex. With innovative strategies like QBX and the Super Flex Flywheel, exercises like Tinderflex, Super Six, You're Nuts, and Next Week This Week, the Super Show's Super Friends never lack the content you need to help you draft and manage your roster in the fastest-growing fantasy football format, Superflex, on the Superflex Super Show. Enjoy your DLF podcast and stay sexy and super flexy.
Let the games begin.
Passed out, all my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Dynasty Game Night, a member of the DLF family of podcasts. And if you've been listening recently, you know we're well into the Tournament of Champions now. We've had two episodes so far. Been really interesting to host and to listen to the first one. It was 1-1-1, so we had a tiebreaker at the end, and then the second one that Russ hosted. We had every game end in a tiebreaker, so we'll see if these guys can live up to that so far, the competitive nature we've had going on so far with these champions. Well, we got three more winners tonight. We'll introduce them, and then we'll get right into the games. First, we have Simon, and I'm going to try this because you said I did okay with it last time. Grunewald?
Nailed it.
Yeah, there you go.
Absolutely nailed it.
From Front Yard Fantasy. We had talked about it a little bit before the show. It was probably part of one of the worst name games in the history of this show. that I didn't even think was that difficult, but these guys struggle with it. So he actually did win that name game, I believe, but you guys, I think might be able to edge him out in that one. We'll see. We also have, another really great guy here, Zach Reed. Zach, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Rocky. Good to be back. It's been a while. Like I said, it's been about a year and a half, I think, since I took down Bosch and J Mike. So I'm ready to be back in it. I'm ready to go. As you know, I'm very well prepared because I found out I was going to be on about 6 hours ago. So here we go.
Yes, I had to thank Zach. We had a different lineup scheduled, and then somebody had to back out due to a work obligation last minute. Zach stepped in. So
I'm always in the bullpen. Always in the bullpen, ready to go.
And our final contestant, Jay Toll, not a content creator. Just like last time, we had a couple non-content creators on. Occasionally, we'll have just some smart guys or fans of the show, friends of the show. And Jay is certainly that. So, Jay, how you doing tonight? You ready? You ready to win this thing?
I sure am. I really fired up.
I can tell.
Maine is very well represented in this episode of DGN tonight. We got two out of three contestants from the great Northeast.
You are the first and second person I've ever met from Maine at the same time. It's incredible.
I'm gonna say, what are the chances we have two Maine contestants on the same show? But we'll get right into the games. As always, we have three games. One of them is a name game. I mentioned the last show that I hosted. I'm gonna leave the name game for last. I like leaving the, in case somebody does go up 2-0, I like the name game being the one that's just for fun, since that's just a fun game.
See, that's anyway. My favorite one, Rocky.
you gotta build up to it, Seth. And we do have two other games. Because I'm horrible at naming games, coming up with creative names, it's just called Guess the ADP.
How do you play that?
I will explain it when we get to it. It's an ADP based game that you guess the ADP, but there's a little more to it than just that. and the last one is a fairly staple of the show, Fantasy Family Feud. So, Jay, as the only non-content creator on the show, I will let you pick between the two that we are not doing last. So, do you want to go Family Feud first or the ADP game first?
Let's do Family Feud first.
Okay. Ooh, boy. Family Feud. This is the very short version. This is basically Family Feud accounting for three people. I got to give a little bit of a lengthy explanation to explain just exactly how that works, though. So, what we did is we surveyed people like the show, and I said this the last one I hosted. I'm very proud of myself. I said my hope was that one day I will get to 100 people answering these questions, just like Family Feud does. I outdid that. We have 112 people who responded to the Google forms I sent out in a bunch of chats. So we have four questions. Before I read each one, I'll give you how many answers on the board and the total points available. Obviously, not all 112, since it's just the top answers. Once I read the question, two people need to buzz in. So like the name game, you buzz in with your name, but I need two people to do it so we can establish an order. And then the first person to buzz in will give their guess. If it's the number one answer on the board, we stop right there. They decide to pass or play. If they do not get the number one answer, we move to the next person who buzzed in. And they guess, obviously, if it's number one answer, we stop. If not, we go to the third person, etc. So whoever gets the number one answer gets to decide to pass or play. If you pass, it goes to the person who buzzed in after you. If the third person is the one with the number one answer, it'll go back to the first person if they pass. Obviously, there's strikes like on the show. The first person to start guessing will get three strikes, and then it'll move to the next person if they do not clear the board. That person gets two strikes. And then if it goes to the third person, that person gets one strike to try and guess. Whoever gets the last, just like Family Feud, you don't have to get all the answers. Whoever gets the last correct answer will be the one who gets all the points that are available on the board. I think that's everything. Does that all make sense to everybody?
Sounds good.
Okay. Here's our first question. Remember, two you need to buzz in. This one is the top seven answers on the board. 99 total points available for this one, which is the most of any of the four questions. Pretty concentrated answers on this one. What NFL team do you want the most pieces from in Dynasty?
Jay?
I need Simon. A second. Okay, Jay.
The Rams.
The Rams is up there, not the number one answer. So, Simon, you can have a guess to try and top that.
The Bengals.
The Bengals are the number one answer on the board. Rams were five. The Bengals, 60 people said the Bengals. So that was by far the number one answer. So like I said, there's top seven answers. We have 65 points on the board right now. Oh, and I did not mention when the scoring will be, it doesn't double or triple like Family Feud. It'll just be total points, and we'll add them up across the four games. So Simon, you get to, yeah, three strikes to try and get as many on the board as possible, or okay. Unless you want to pass.
How many answers did you say were up there total? Seven.
There's seven total. Two now been answered. Rams and Bengals.
You know what? Let's play. It's the first one. I'm gonna try to take a shot at it.
Okay, let's go.
Chargers.
Number two answer 16.
Chiefs.
Number six with four.
The Bills.
Number three with six. We got five of the seven.
Now, this is where it gets a little bit tough. Those are all the ones I had written down. Now I'm now I'm struggling a little bit here. I'm just trying to think of some of these like top dynasty pieces and maybe one player really had someone go one way. Ooh, this one just came to me. Two young wide receivers, a young running back people are excited about, the Denver Broncos.
That is the number seven answer with 3 points.
Okay.
So you got then, six of the seven.
I need one more. I do not know on this one.
Yep. If you can get this, you'll get all 99 points.
Are JT and Pittman enough to get it? I'll say the Colts.
Colts are not up there. Not one of the top seven answers. Okay. Still got two strikes, though.
Still got two strikes. Man, okay, I'm running through teams in my head now.
Good answer. Good answer.
We got Bears. Not... This is tough. I'll go with the – man, this doesn't seem right, but the Jets have a lot of young, exciting pieces. Maybe the Jets?
Good guess. They were named not top seven.
Not top seven. Okay. One more to try to get this last team that's up there.
Or else it will. Since you were second, we'll go with Zach, who was third next, and then it would go to Jay.
Cowboys.
You got it. Cowboys. Five set people said Cowboys. There are a lot of points in this, so 99 is not some like insurmountable thing to overcome. But Simon gets all 99 points for that first one. We do tally up over the rest of the three games, so you can still catch up. So, if you're ready, here's the next question.
Let's do it.
Top seven answers on the board. 68 points available for this one. Name one player who benefits most from PPR scoring rather than non-PPR. That's what was asked.
Simon.
Need a second. Second person.
Jay.
Everyone's so reluctant to buzz in.
I'm trying to stare down Zach, but he's not even looking.
Okay, Simon, what guests do you have here? These were a little more spread out. That's why there's only 68 points available.
Maybe
a
this
lot
is
of ones that didn't make it onto the board there.
Maybe this is recency bias, but Cordero Patterson?
He is not on the board.
Wow.
So we go to Jay.
Keenan Allen?
Keenan Allen was named, but also not a top seven answer. So, Zach?
Oh, am I on mute? Hunter Renfrow.
I guess
that's
you
why
were.
You couldn't hear me.
I've been on mute. Did you say your name?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, yeah. That's why I was like, Zach isn't saying anything. Hunter Renfrow is on there. So he's number five, not the number one answer. Seven people said Hunter Renfrow. So you can pass or play, Zach. If you pass, it goes back to Simon because he buzzed in first.
I think I'll pass.
Interesting.
This is going to be an ugly one.
Yeah.
Good. Interesting strategy by Zach.
So it's back to me now?
Yep, and same as last time. Three strikes you start with.
Okay. I'm trying to debate whether to go running back or wide receiver here. That wide receiver is making me think that's what's maybe that's the move. Deontay Johnson, one of these high target guys.
Six people said Deontay Johnson. He is number six answer on the board.
Okay.
Wish I could have a little Family Feud visual to show you, but I don't know how to do that.
Deontay Johnson. Another high target guy, Darnell Mooney.
Mooney not on the top seven, so it's one strike.
Let's go the other way. Let's go with some of these pass catching backs. Maybe an Austin Eckler.
Eckler number one answer on the board with only 18, unlike the last game where it was like 60. So Eckler, him all makes a lot of sense though.
Then let's keep going down that path. Maybe an Aaron Jones.
Good guess was mentioned, but not top seven. So that's two strikes. So that's
two strikes. Oh man, now I don't know which way to go the other way. maybe one of these slot receivers. Maybe the best slot wide receiver in the NFL, Tyler Boyd.
Tyler Boyd not on the list. That's strike number three. So, Jay, we go to you as the second person to buzz in, even though Zach may have, and I just didn't hear it. We still have four answers on the board, by the way. There's right now only 31 points up there.
Kamara,
very good guess. The cutoff to make the top seven was five. He had four votes. So one more strike, and then we go to Zach.
Let's just dig to the bottom here and go JD McKissick.
JD McKissick. Eight people said McKissick for the number four answer.
Nice pull on that one.
That is RB1 JD McKissick.
Yeah, he loves himself some JD McKissick.
You just took off my sure thing on my list.
Jalen Waddle.
Number seven answer with five votes. Nice. This is either going to be Jay or Zach that wins these points to help catch up to Simon a little because Simon will obviously not have had the last correct answer.
Kareem Hunt.
Good guess. Not on the top seven. We have two spots left, Zach. If you can get one of these, you take the points.
So I
can't do that quick math right now, but whatever it is, I will figure it out after you answer.
This is like the fantasy zeitgeist. This is I'm gonna go stay on brand and hope that people still hate Jarvis Landry because of PPR.
Jarvis Landry was named three times, but as I said, the cutoff was five to make top seven. So he did not make top seven answers on the board, which means Jay gets the points. That is a total of 44 points for that one, because you guys did not get the number two and three answers.
Is CMC right up there? Because I'm going to be mad if you... Okay.
Is on my list.
Hines is tied with Kamara for eighth, basically.
Okay. So I had CMC, Swift, and Kopp were the...
Swift was the number two answer with 13.
Okay, good. I'm
should have gone with one of them.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jay gets 44 points for that round. Those two at 24 combined, out of the 68 totals, and they were the only ones not answered. So it's 99 to 44. Zach needs to get on the board here. Next question. Also top seven answers on the board. 82 total points available this time, so a little more. And the question I said was name one running back who does not have a top 12 ADP in Dynasty that you think will finish, and this is per DLF, obviously, that you think will finish as an RB1 in 2022.
Simon.
The main guys are staring each other down. Somebody's got to buzz in.
Zach, I have no idea.
And just for fun, by the way, I did give the respondents the top 12 in ADP. You will not be getting that, just to make it a little more interesting. Okay, so Simon, if you can get one of these, get the number one answer. We'll start with you. Otherwise, we'll move on to Zach.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Zeke is the number two answer, 13. So, Zach, you get a chance to try and get that number one spot.
Antonio Gibson.
Antonio Gibson mentioned, but not top seven. And Jay, if you can get the number one, you can pass or play. Otherwise, it's back to Simon.
Alvin Kamara.
Alvin Kamara also on the list, but not number one. 8 votes for Kamara. So, Simon, you passing or playing?
I'll play.
Okay.
I like it.
Thank you.
You got two.
I'm not confident at all, but
two of these top seven already answered. Now you got to get five more to run the board.
So the two that were answered were Zeke and Kamara.
Kamara
was the other one?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if this guy's top 12. I don't think so, but I'm going to go Aaron Jones.
Number one answer on the board. 31 people said Aaron Jones.
Okay. And again, I don't think this guy's top 12, but he may have snuck back up there. Saquon Barkley.
Saquon is in the top 12, so he did not make the list. So one strike.
Leonard Fournette.
5 votes for Kamara. He's the 7th guy on the board.
For Fournette? Okay, so we've got Zeke, we've got Fournette, we've got Jones, we've got Kamara. There's 3 more up there.
And you have one strike.
And I've got one strike. Well, now I've hit a wall on this one. Maybe this guy's not going top 12, but there's a lot of hype right now. Travis Etienne.
Good guess. Number three answer on the board with 10 votes. Travis Etienne.
Okay, Travis Etienne. So now there's 2 left on there.
Yes.
Scroll through these teams. No one believes in him anymore. Maybe let's go with a rookie that maybe people are excited about. Let's go with Kenneth Walker. I think Breece Hall's in that top 12, so I'll go Kenneth Walker.
Walker was mentioned, not top 7, so that's strike number 2.
Okay. Man, finding that top 12 line is true. I keep thinking of guys, I'm like, no, they're definitely top 12.
That makes it a lot tougher with me not telling you.
Yeah, definitely makes it tougher, but it's fun. Nick Chubb?
Chubb is in the top 12. He's number 11. Yep.
Damn, right.
Good
there.
Good guess, but yep. And in fact, one person apparently did not read the list and put Nick Chubb on there. I believe Zach buzzed in second. So, Zach, you go here.
Give me Cam Akers.
Good guess. He is on there, the number 4, 8 votes. Okay. So you're now currently in the pole position to get the points. Can you get this last guy and make it official?
Man, I got 2 names. They both begin with M. I don't know. I'm going to go Mixon. I hope he's not in the top 12.
He is number 12. You get two strikes, though, so you get one more guess.
All right, let's go Elijah Mitchell.
Elijah Mitchell actually was not mentioned. That's a little surprising to me. So
I'm a second. Yeah,
but if Jay just gets one chance to get this one spot, if he does not get it, you will get the points.
No pressure, Jay. No pressure. Zero.
Which right now would be 75 points.
J.K. Dobbins.
Very good guess. He had four votes. Fournette was seventh with fifth votes, but that means he's not on the board, which means Zach gets the point.
Oh man.
Any last guess? I don't think you're going to guess this guy. I was surprised he made the list.
James Conner.
Melvin Gordon.
Nope. And nope. Both mentioned. Well, no, Gordon wasn't Pollard. Mentioned. Conner was. No.
Rashad Penny.
No, not him either. This guy had seven votes. David Montgomery.
See, everybody hates Montgomery.
That's what I expect. I did not believe he made the top seven. I was shocked.
He's the running back I always end up with because nobody likes.
Everyone hates him. They're like, yeah, he'll probably finish as a top 12 guy. Like, but I don't want to draft him.
So it's still anybody's game. Each of you guys got one set of points there. Jay's was the lowest at 44. Zach got 75 points, and Simon got that whole 99 on the first one. So, but this last one is top five answers this time, but there's 87 total points available. So pretty concentrated answers. And the question is, name one wide receiver who doesn't have a top 12 ADP in Dynasty that you think will finish as a wide receiver one in 2022.
Simon.
Look at these two. Simon's buzzing in first almost every time, and these two are just like.
Well, and he's winning, so what does that tell you?
I need one of you to establish the second person here, so we'll wait as long as we have to.
Sure, Jay, I'll take it.
Okay, Simon, what's your guess?
I don't think this guy's top 12 because of his age. I'll go Mike Evans.
Mike Evans is the number one answer on the board with 41 votes. So, again, you get your three strikes to try and run it out here. Who else are you going with?
Keenan Allen.
Keenan fifth with eight votes.
Okay. Mike Evans, Keenan Allen. Top 12 Dynasty. Man, this is where it gets tricky with some of these older guys that are absolutely killing it still. But so we've got Evans, we've got Allen. Not a top 12 Dynasty ADP. Could finish as a one this year. Is it the other guy on the Chargers, Mike Williams?
He was the next guy after the top five, so he is not on there.
Okay.
And I was just looking at and adding this up in my head. There's actually 88 points available, just so you guys know.
Okay.
I miscalculated when I wrote it down. But you have three possible answers to get and one strike.
Okay. I feel like I'm going to keep going back to that Jets pool and it's going to keep on failing me, but I'm going to say Elijah Moore.
Elijah Moore was mentioned, not top five, two strikes. Okay.
Oh, man, this is not going well so far. We've got Evans, we've got Allen, maybe some more old guys that are sitting around. Not really that old, though. Okay, well, this guy's not that old. DJ Moore?
The number three answer with nine votes, DJ Moore.
Okay.
So there's two and four still up on the board.
I'm going to go in the same vein. Another guy, maybe bad quarterback situation, super talented, around the same age, Terry McLaurin.
Good guess was tied with Mike Williams for sixth, but that makes it strike number three. So, Jay, you buzzed in second. That means you get the first crack here with two strikes. Two guys left.
Michael Pittman.
Michael Pittman, 22 for number two. So I believe that will put you ahead of Simon with the points you would have here if Zach does not get an answer after you're done, or if you get the next one.
Courtland Sutton.
Sutton not on the board. One strike.
Darnell Mooney.
Another good guess. Not on the board. That leaves one strike, one chance for Zach. If you get this, Zach, there's enough points up there that you will win. If you do not get it, there's enough points up there that Jay will top Simon, who's in the lead currently. So Simon, sorry, you're out.
Yeah, this is exciting. All right. I'm gonna channel my inner outhouse. I'm gonna say Allen Robinson.
Very good guess, but not correct. Ah! Yeah, it was the number four guy on this list with 8 votes was Deontay Johnson.
Oh, see, I figured he was top 12. He was on my list, and I was like, nah, he's top. He's got to be top 12.
Yeah, I didn't put where the guys who aren't top 12 are, but I think he's probably in that 14-15 range. I think people are a little down on him because of Pickett and Trubisky.
Man, how bad is Dynasty?
So that one goes to Jay, and he pulls it out. Coming into that round, that last question in third, 124 points for Jay, 99 for Simon, 75 for Zach. That's how it ended up. So Jay's up 1 game to none. We will move on to our second game, and that is the Guess the ADP game, which is based on, I think the last time I did this, and it might have been the only time I did this, was last time Simon was on, but he did not do very well, guys, so he does not have an advantage here. And it's basically kind of based on a game they play on Front Yard Fantasy, Pole Perception. Basically, I'm going to give you the name of a player. You have to obviously guess their ADP. This is overall July Superflex ADP. In case anyone doesn't know, DLF's Dynasty ADP is PPR, but no tight end premium. And you have to get it within a round to get points. So if you get it within 1 to 4 spots, either way, higher or lower, it's 5 points. If you get it within 5 to 8 spots, it's 3 points. If you get it within 9 to 12, it's 1 point. If you're more than a round off, you get 0 points. Once you guess, I'm curious. Did I say something? Simon's shaking his head. No, did I do something?
No, I'm just terrible at this game. I'm just sitting here shaking my head ahead of time, knowing like I'm going to be like 40.
Because I know I based the scoring off your game.
So. Oh, Jay's going to shut this one down early. I'm going to be able to make my podcast afterwards. Yeah. I'll have time to go to the bathroom. It's going to be.
But also, there is a way to get points even if you suck at guessing the ADP, because we're going to go around the circle. There's 6 of these. And the one person guesses the ADP, then the other two have to guess whether it's the ADP is earlier or later. And if you get that right, you get 1 point. I'm sorry, 2 points. You get 2 points for that. So regardless of what he does, you know, the first person does, whether they get 0 points or they're way off, as long as you just say earlier or later, you get it right, you get 2 points. Like I said, we'll do that twice around. Each will get a player twice. Then we will have a final round where I will give you a player. You will have to get it. You have to guess what his ADP is. This is what the pen and paper is for that I told you guys you needed before the show. That's for that last round of this game. And the person who gets close will get 5 points for that one. If you get it exactly on the dot, which I'm thinking is highly unlikely, you would get 10 points.
You run this better than I do. I purposefully don't tell our guests to bring pen and paper. That way they have to panic on air right at the last minute whenever I say it.
Okay, so I feel like Simon was talking a lot that first game, and I'm doing most of the playing. I'm going to let Jay start this one, and we'll go clockwise around my screen. So it'll go Jay, Simon, and then Zach. So the first player you have is Travis Kelce. Jay says 19. So, Simon, earlier than that or later?
I think that's right about where it is. I'm going to say slightly earlier.
And Zach?
Yeah, I think slightly earlier is the answer.
It's interesting because you all got 0 points for that.
Perfect.
I thought that's how it might work.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember, this is not tight end premium. So Travis Kelce is 47.
I gotta get out of outhouse leagues with the 1.75 premium. Like, I gotta stop thinking like that. But it's really
in a premium
hard
league. I think that would have been a lot closer. I was sure one of you would say later, but yeah, because the non tight end premium, He's all the way down in the end of the fourth round.
47. And is this Dynasty ADP, right?
Superflex Dynasty ADP. Superflex. That's also too. You need to factor in Superflex as well. So quarterbacks are going to push that down, which maybe you guys weren't thinking about that either. I don't know. But so next one, this is you, Simon. And this one's actually a little tougher than that one. So we'll see how this goes. Amon Ross St. Brown. And again, this is, remember, overall ADP. If you, I remember last time it was an issue. You guys had trouble converting the, instead of doing round and draft spot, you guys had trouble converting it to overall.
Oh, I got the math down now. I know how to do the math now. 84.
Simon says 84. So, Zach, you're next. Earlier than that or later?
I think later. It's real close, though. That's not, like, that's real close.
Zach says later.
I'm going to stick with the process. I wrote down 85, so I guess that means I have to go later.
It's a good thing you did, because it is later. However, you do get a point, Simon, because you were exactly a round off. He's 96, so 12 spots off. So you get 1 point for being within 12 points. The other two get 2 points for saying correctly that it was later. So it's 2-1-1. You guys are all on the board here.
I know I'm losing, but I'm going to take that as a victory that I was within a round right there.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good. I thought Amon Ra was a tough one. The deeper you get in, I feel like the tougher they are. So, Zach, here's your guy. Ezekiel Elliott.
Okay. 69.
Nice. Jay.
I'm going to say earlier than that.
Jay says earlier. And that goes to Simon.
I'm also going to say earlier.
You are both correct that it is earlier, but Zach did very well for himself there because Zeke is at 68 overall.
Oh,
so Zach gets 5 points for being within 1-4. You guys get 2. So it is 7-4-3. Jay with the 4, Simon with the 3. So Jay, we are back to you. Your second guy is Courtland Sutton.
71.
71 for Sutton. Jay, earlier or later?
Is that to me?
Did I say Jay? I meant Simon. Simon.
Yeah.
Jay said 71. So
I thought, yeah, because I was dead on, I thought. So.
I'm sorry if I said Jay. I meant Simon. My bad.
I'll say earlier.
Earlier, Zach?
I'm going to say later because I think the Dynasty community is way low on Sutton. I think he's in the 80s there.
You were right that it's later, not as late as the 80s. He is at 76. So Jay gets 3 points, was only 5 off. You get 2 points for correctly saying later. Simon did not get any points that round. So with the 3 and the 2, we are at 9 for Zach, 7 for Jay, 3 for Simon. Simon, you got to make up some ground here.
I'm a fourth quarter kind of guy anyway. It's all about, I knew I was in trouble in that first round when I got the early lead. I was like, this is not good.
Okay, so Simon, you start this one. Your second guy, Josh Jacobs.
I feel like this game, it gets a little bit easier as it goes on because we get a little bit more context
information
about where people are going. I think he's going a little bit after Zeke. Zeke went at 68, so I'm going to say – I think he's like within a round of that though. So I'm going to say 78. I'm going to say 78 for Josh Jacobs.
78 for Jacobs. Zach, earlier or later?
Earlier, but not by much.
Zach says earlier.
I think earlier as well.
It's actually slightly later. So Simon, that was very good for you because you were also close. He is at 81. So nice. I believe you said 78, correct?
Yes, I did.
Yes. So that is 5 points for you and no points for anybody else. So that's exactly what you needed there. So it is a very close one now. It's a 9 to Zach 9, Simon 8, Jay 7. So we head into the last guy before the final round. And Zach, this one I don't think is maybe as difficult as some of the others, but maybe it is. Mac Jones.
Don't put that on me.
Mac Jones.
Oh. Let's go 39.
Zach says 39. Jay, earlier or later?
I think later.
Jay says later. Simon?
I had 43 written down, so I'm going to go with later as well.
And you all scored that round. He is at 40. So that's another 5 points for Zach to kind of pull away here as a little bit as we get in the final round. You guys did get 2 points, though, so he only picks up 3 points. So that is 14 for Zach, 10, I'm sorry, 10 for Simon, 9 for Jay. The closest does get 5 points. So unless two of you pick the same exact thing, actually Jay is out of reach unless you get it exact. Oh no, you're 5 behind, my bad. I math is hard. So it's 14 to 10 to 9. So you could pull into a tie, in which case we'd have to go to a tiebreaker if you're the one who gets it right. So again, I'm going to give a player's name. You each write it down. As soon as you're ready, hold it up, and whoever's closest will get the 5 points, unless you get it exactly right. The player you have to give the ADP for is Tyler Lockett.
Oh, that's a gross one.
You guys, just give me a thumbs up when you have your guess and try and write dark. Everyone done?
I'm writing it down right now. I'm changing it.
That'd be hilarious if you changed it and the first one was exactly right.
Or something. Oh, every time that's what happens, without a doubt. Not exactly right, but that first guess will be the better of these two guesses for sure. Okay, I got it.
And I saw Zach was holding up his pad first. Says Zach, like, since you all already wrote it, you can all just show me separately. So Zach says 124. Jay says 123, ooh. and without even knowing what Zach said, and Simon says 142. The correct answer is 125.
Oh my gosh, you guys were on it. What the
heck? If you had gone two spots the other way, Jay. So that is Zach's game there. Zach takes the game.
Well, luckily, we saved my best game for last.
Yeah, luckily.
Thank God.
Okay, so again, a very competitive game here. Nobody ran away with either game. This is the tournament champions has been living it up to his name. All these have been close games, close shows. So Jay's got one game. Zach's got one game. We're on to Simon's favorite game. So we'll see if he can take this one and screw me up and make me come up. I don't actually have an overall show tiebreaker, so I'm hoping you don't win, Simon. But
I can't imagine what would have to happen for him to win.
It would be a true redemption story if I came on and pulled this game out.
Like, I know.
Even if you listened to the episode last time, even like heavily edited to make us look smarter, we still look dumb. And then that is with like probably 40 minutes of us struggling with my own game cut out.
it was rough. Even when they were answering like not in the correct way the name game works. And
I do want to know, Simon, though, what was the number you threw away?
Oh,
137, so it didn't matter anyway.
It was closer. It still wouldn't have been good enough.
No.
Okay, so the name game is the game that's always fun to try and explain. I know you three all know how it works. There is going to be a clue that I give. We have a theme. This week's theme is Muppets. And just to be clear, because I know some people don't think about this, Muppets is any Jim Henson puppet. That means Sesame Street characters are Muppets, Muppet Show characters are Muppets. And what I'm going to do is the clue is going to be a player's division and some sort of description of a Muppet. And you have to blend the two together. They have to overlap by at least one syllable, not one letter. That sometimes gets people. Has to be at least a full syllable, if not more. And if you get the correct answer. You will buzz in by saying your name. If you get the correct answer with no clues, you get 3 points. If you need one hint, which you can get a hint to the Muppet or you can get a hint to the player. If you get one hint, it's 2 points. Two hints, it's 1 point. We have 7 of these. And I think that's everything I need to explain. I forget if I said this or not. If I say player, if I say division first, that means it comes, the player's name comes first in the answer. If I say the Muppet description first, the Muppet comes first in the answer. Okay. All good? Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's go. NFC North running back and blue Muppet known for his love of a particular snack.
Jay.
Got it.
Jay.
Dalvin Cookie Monster.
You got yes, it. That is correct. 3 points for Jay. Okay, next one. A blue Muppet with a long curved nose that, unlike most other Muppets, doesn't seem to be any particular animal. And current free agent wide receiver most recently in the NFC West.
Got it, Zach.
Zach.
John's Odell Beckham.
That is correct. I'm glad you got that because I didn't have a good secondary clue for Gonzalo. If you guys needed a Muppet hint. Okay, so 3-3. Next clue. Muppet, who is roommates with another Muppet that he frequently annoys, and AFC South wide receiver. And again, this is one thing I know I did not mention at the top. If you do need a hint, you guys all have to agree on taking a hint and which one to take.
You said AFC South?
Yes. So if you need it, you can take a hint to the Muppet or to the player. The player hint is always the team that they're on rather than just the division.
Jay.
Jay.
Ernico Collins.
That's correct.
Nice.
Okay, so we move on to number 4 of 7. This one, maybe you could say there's a slight pronunciation poetic license here. The spelling is exactly the same, though. So, brown furry Muppet with a trunk that is one of the largest Muppets and AFC North running back.
Simon. Jay.
Simon said it first.
Snuffleupagus Edwards.
Yes. Simon gets on the board. 6 for Jay, 3 for Zach, and 3 for Simon. 3 left. Anybody's gay? Like I said, this has been another great show. I'm loving this. We don't usually use kickers, but this worked. So AFC West kicker. And Green Muppet, who is the only one that regularly appears in the Muppet movies and shows, as well as
Sesame Zach. Street.
Simon, damn it.
There's the butt Kermit the Frog.
Yes.
Are we allowed to buzz in before you finish, or do we need to wait until you finish?
You can. If you think you know it before
if it's I like I did the live Jeopardy the live Jeopardy show, and if you buzz in too soon, they like wait.
Right?
It's awful. It's the worst.
They freeze you.
But yeah, some of these descriptions are long. So if you think you know it as I'm reading it, you can say your name. It's fine. Okay, 2 left. It is, let me just check that score again. 6-6-3. So Simon's with 3. Friend of Kermit, known for his ineffective stand-up comedy skills, and AFC North quarterback. As I see everyone struggling, I'm a little worried about the Muppet. I will say, I don't know if this gives enough, but it's his, what you could call his full name. You'll see, it'll make sense, I think, when you find out the answer.
Can it be, does it have to be the player's full name, or can it be just part of their name?
No, I mean, his whole name is in there.
What's the division?
That's why you're struggling. I said AFC North, NFC North quarterback.
Simon.
Jay said it first. Sorry.
Fozzie the Baron Rogers.
Yes. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I gave you guys the wrong division there.
That crushed me. That crushed me.
Yeah, Russ did the same thing last episode, so sorry
we'll blame,
about that.
We'll blame Russ.
Yeah, always good to blame Russ. So that is 9-6-3. I'm sorry, Simon, that I heard Jay first, because now you cannot catch up here because you are 6 points behind. Zach would have to do this to tie. I do have a tiebreaker for this one. The clue is, and I do have the correct division this time. I'm looking and making sure. AFC North wide receiver and Red Muppet that is one of the most popular and always refers to himself in the third person.
And it was an AF. What did you say? AFC North wide receiver?
Yes. I'm just checking, triple checking in my head. Yes. AFC North wide receiver. And again, you can take a hint, but if you agree to take a hint, Jay wins. Because nobody can agree get to take a hint. As Jay is up 3 points, and if there was a hint to this one, nobody would get 3 points.
And the player name came first, right? That's what you said.
Player name first, then Muppet. I did not realize this one would be that hard. I feel like you guys are stuck on the player more than the Muppet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Zach.
Oh, man. He's going to force a tie, isn't he? Zach.
Rashad Batemanimal.
That is incorrect, which means no matter what, Jay wins because nobody can get 3 points. But does anybody, do either of you other two want to take a guess?
I was hoping it was Antoine Randle Elmo, but he doesn't play anymore.
That is correct. He does not play anymore. You want me to just give you the answer? It doesn't really matter at this point.
Yeah, I have like no idea.
Zach had to get crazy. Zach had to get 3 points. It is David Belmo.
Oh, there we go. I was waiting this whole game for
two red Muppets that refer to themselves in the third person.
Does Animal really? I guess he says. Yeah.
I think that's the only word.
Animal, go bye bye. Animal, beat drums, beat drums.
That was not the answer. And I do think Batemanimal is a bit of a stretch anyway, because nobody says Bateman.
You've known already lost. You don't got to rub salt in his wound. Just give him
well, no, if he had gotten that right,
make himself feel better about not coming up with the real.
You can blame it all on me that you lost that, because I did not give you Rashad Batemanimal. Because that means Jay has two games tonight. He takes the night. Congrats to you, Jay. Well done. And I want to thank all three of you, though, for coming on the show. Jay, as the winner, we'll start with you. If you want to sign off, give your Twitter handle, anything else you might want to talk to the people about.
Thanks for having me. You can find me on Twitter at FFBriefcase. That's all I got.
Okay. And Zach is second place. Want to give your stuff, your handle, where they can find you, all that fun stuff.
I am at Tass the Assassin 13, but don't pay attention to me. Pay attention to the Scott Fishbowl. Pay attention to Fantasy Cares. There's still really great t-shirts at ffpodshirts.storenv.com. Go grab those. All the money, all the proceeds go to charity. So that's what I got.
Okay, and Simon, we'll finish off with you. Actually, I think this was, even though you did not win a game, I actually think this was almost a better showing than when you went against your front yard fantasy guy.
No, you're 100% right. I scored points in all the games. I had a respectable showing here, even though I ended with 0 points. But if you enjoyed seeing me lose here, I do this all the time on our channel. Almost every day when I'm not hosting, I lose a game on our channel. But you can find me on Twitter at FYF Simon. Then check us out on YouTube at Front Yard Fantasy, especially if you enjoy stuff like this. We have the Fantasy Football Game Show Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. We bring on people great from stuff. The community, a new guest on every day where we play games, some of them similar to this on a daily basis. I host more of them than I play, and when I play, I generally lose. But we still have a lot of fun over there playing those.
Yeah, those are great. I've been on there 3 times. I believe I'm 2-1, so I need to come back soon to try and tack on another win there. But thanks again, all three of you coming on tonight. Thanks again, especially to Zach, who came on with like 8 hours notice. I appreciate that. I also want to congratulate myself for getting this done in under just about 50 minutes, which is one of the shortest DGNs I think I've ever done. I usually go over an hour, and when none of the other guys do, my games tend to be long. So I will shut up and stop talking now so I don't make it any longer. Zach, did you want to say something?
Yeah, Jay, bring this home for the other 12 of us in Maine. We're all cheering
for Maine.
For you.
Yeah, the pride of Maine.
Exactly.
But thanks again, all of you out there listening too. We will. We are apparently a weekly show now. Now that we got this Tournament of Champions running, we're scheduling them left and right. We will be back next week. I think I am hosting that one as well. Matt Price will be playing. One of the hosts will be playing. So that should be a fun one. And hopefully they can keep up with what's been going on here. This was another one. Came right down to the last name game clue for who would win. So another great showing by the three champions. And we'll be back next week. Until then, goodbye.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun.
Dynasty Game Night.
Bosh has never won.
Dynasty Game Night.
Guessing ADP.
Dynasty Game Night.
Can this really be free?
Dynasty Game Night.
Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me.
Dynasty Game Night,
we'll be having some fun.
Dynasty Game Night,
Bosh has never won.
Dynasty Game Night,
guessing ADP.
Dynasty Game Night.
With the dummy.
Dynasty Game Night.
Game Night. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me.
Dynasty Game Night.
We'll be having some fun.
Dynasty Game Night.
Bosh has never won.
Dynasty Game Night.
Guessing ADP.
Dynasty Game Night.
Can all this really be free?
Dynasty Game Night.
Game Night.